all during April, it's a write-in challenge. Today, on The Right Focus, stick with the plan. For today's writing, I'm back to sketching ideas. Remember those 5,000 words I wrote last summer? They count as my previously sketched ideas. But those 5,000 words cover the arc of the book. Now I need ideas for the next scenes after yesterday's writing. I need to know what will happen next. How's my main character going to react? What's her opinion of events? What comes after that? My total for today, 1,100 words. My weekly words are now over 3,000, which is 26% of my expected word count for the novella. When things are working, we grab onto our method and let the words flow. When things are not working, we have to switch things around. How do we know when things aren't working? The words won't come. That sounds like a simple diagnosis, but it's not. Remember last summer, I struggled all through June and July and August on a book before I figured out at the end of August that I needed to take a minor character and turn him into a primary character. That started the book going. But even so, I still had distractions, obligations, commitments. It took me several more months to get that book going, although I planned it to be about 60,000 words. When I published it at the end of January, it was 96,000 words. When I look at last summer and I look at starting the book I'm currently working on, the novella To Wield the Wind, I think about all those things that interfere with writing goals. Lack of exercise, bad food habits, commitments and obligations, distractions, stress from work, stress at home. Some days we need the good Lord just to cope with life. Writing can be an escape from all that. For many years, that's all writing truly is. We love stories. We read to escape. The muse gives us ideas, and we start tinkering with them, then running with those ideas until the sparkling new is rubbed off and the story becomes as difficult as life. That's when we decide to pursue the next sparkling shiny. A few days ago, I wrote 200 words on my newest project, To Wield the Wind. 200 words is not many. It's 200 more than I planned to write. You see, all during January, I wrote 25 of the available 31 days. In February, I wrote for 25 of the available 28. In March, I wrote 30 days of the available 31. I've written 80 days this year, and it's only the start of April. I've never achieved this high number at the 3-month mark. Here's why I was worried about burnout. Let me give you some more numbers. In January, over 70,000 words flowed through my fingers. In February, over 70,000 words. In March, over 70,000 words. That's 210,000 words, which sounds improbable until you realize that the number is only 2,625 words for each of those 80 days. I wanted to write that much. I enjoyed every one of those 80 days of writing. I was accomplishing things. I was finishing up that 96,000 word book. I was writing on the side on the next book that I published at the end of February. I had another project going, which I published in March. I had two more projects going, so everything was getting written. I was accomplishing things, but a single project, I should have had focus on that. See, those 210,000 words, it's intensive. Remembering how intensive the first 3 months were, I understood a need to back off or be backed off. I didn't want to happen what happened last summer. I would rather choose my stoppages, not be burned out, and never know what I need to do or figure out for a story. I never know when the goals train will start up again. So, for April, I decided to follow more realistic goals. I would focus on one single project, not several. I would write 1,000 words a day, which is 2 5-paragraph essays. That's doable. That length on a good day is at 2 hours. On a bad day, that's closer to 4 hours. A lot of commitments occur in April. I knew that. Spring itself is a huge distraction. I had to factor in days off from writing every week and use them to recover lost time. I'm already ahead, lucky me. I finished the last book early, so I launched this one on Monday, March 25. I've mulled over To Wield the Wind for several months after working on the foundation and visioning stages last summer. This story and another one and another project provided an escape for about 3 months until the other book came together. That's two of the lessons for stick with a plan. Keep slogging at the novel that's coming slowly. Get joy by exploring another project. Then I figured out the problem with the other book and returned to an intensive focus on it. Lesson 9, when the words are flowing, focus intensively on one creative project. That's my goal for To Wield the Wind. I started it on March 25. By March 30, I had 5,720 words of ideas, no shaped scenes, but I already had achieved the first week's goal. I could rest back on my heels and count the 720 words as part of this week. I won't, though. That's lesson 10. Keep meeting the realistic goal. Keep following the plan. Keep writing 1,000 words for 5 days of every week. Monday's 200 words were sketched ideas. That's lesson 11. Use one of the off days to think about upcoming scenes. Tuesday was 760 over a very good day with few interruptions, great focus, and free-flowing words. I may need to count those extra words to achieve this week's goal because company is coming. That means house to clean and cooking to do. Cooking means errands to run. Today, I focused on my usual commitments, both for writing and for life. I have 1,100 words for today. I stick with a plan, and I'm watching the novel build one increment at a time. What did I use as my inspiration before I started writing? Margaret Atwood. A word after a word after word is power. How did I close today's writing session? With Ray Bradbury. You fail only if you stop writing. Thanks for listening to The Write Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee with assistance from Remy Black and Edie Runes, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on thewritefocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes are running short this month, but usually they last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Daily in April, we're bookcasting Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, book 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, both copyright 2020. Take the lessons from today's episode and write on.